Thursday of the third week of Easter. The Gospel is John 6, verses 44 to 51. Now, John 6 reveals to us the Eucharist, and we see also that very few understand or accept, not even the apostles at first, right? And if we look at the world today, how few believe in the Eucharist, even among Christians. And so what a gift. And we need to experience the same sorrow of the Lord today for so many who do not accept Him, because their eyes, their spiritual eyes, are veiled to this truth. But our love, our zeal, can be used by the Holy Spirit to bring about the awakening. And so the gospel, Jesus says today, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. So my family, the stakes are high. It's about eternal life or eternal death. This is what it's all about. And the Lord comes to us to give us eternal life by becoming Eucharist. And so he says, I am the bread of life. And he compares that himself with the manna. You see, the Jews all thought the manna was the greatest thing that ever happened. But he says, your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. But whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. So today I invite you to open your heart and thank God that He's present in the Eucharist and respond in a concrete way. Go visit the Lord. Make it a practice in your life to go as much as you can to be with Him and allow yourself to be loved and love Him back. Now, in the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, 26 to 40, we see the work of the Holy Spirit upon Philip, the apostle. He is told, just go on the road to Gaza, the desert route. Now, why? What should I go? What am I supposed to do? Just go, obey, trust. And he goes. And then he catches up with this chariot where a eunuch from Ethiopia is going back home. He had come to worship in the temple, but he's not a Jew. And so he has the scrolls of the prophet Isaiah he's reading, but he doesn't understand, just like hardly anybody understands, unless what? Unless the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And this man is the treasurer of the kingdom of Ethiopia. So he's traveling with bodyguards. You know, he knows full well there are robbers and dangerous people on the road. But Philip manages to get through all that and get invited into the chariot. And the eunuch says, this that Isaiah is saying, is it about himself or is it about somebody else? And what is he reading? Isn't that a coincidence? He's reading, like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. As a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied. And so, this is the perfect opportunity, you see. Philip, from here, goes to speak the good news about Jesus. The reading of the Acts of the Apostles says that he preached Jesus to him, and this man opened his heart and believed. And so when they came on the road upon some water, he had the chariot stop and he was baptized. As soon as that happened, the Holy Spirit just took Philip to the next mission. And this man continued. And you know, to this day, there is a strong church in Ethiopia, very much suffering for two reasons. First, because of the Muslim majority, and second, because they are having a horrendous drought and many are dying of thirst. We have a dear friend priest who is a missionary there, and he says he's never seen anything like this. So let's pray for the Ethiopians, for their needs, and also for the faith to continue to grow strong, and that we are more in solidarity with their suffering. God bless you.